The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, as I said to you, I've been joined in studio by Tomás Clancy, who is the wine columnist with the Sunday Business Post. And he is here to talk to us about the battle for the palates and wallets of Irish customers in the matter of wine. You describe it as an elegant weapon in this battle.
It is a very elegant weapon, I hope. There are many things that you could fight over and argue over. And this is one that they've decided because it's a very attractive way to begin to try and lure people in and up in terms of their spend.
Yeah, now this is, you're kind of starting off talking about places like Lidl and Aldi, which we associate with cheap prices and possibly cheap goods, I mean, depending on your perspective. And that they are looking for, now that things are beginning to whisper back into life.
Yes.
They're looking for, as it were, the middle class wallet.
I think that's it. I think what we could say really is that over the last 4 or 5 years, the downturn, the crash, that everybody has become very, very careful with money. And everyone has been very, very careful in the way that they spend and how they shop. And that was a transformation. Whether we needed that or not, that's another matter. But that's the way things have turned out. We've certainly become very, very closely and tightly involved in that. And what has happened is that what the squeezed middle, but everybody's doing this, has become interested in showing how well they've done in. It's not inverted snobbery, but it's become more fashionable at dinner parties. It's become more fashionable when you meet people to say, look what I got for 20 euros. Look what I got for 15 euros. And it's not in wine, it's in food and clothes and just about everything, cars right. In particular. Yeah. So a lot of this has driven a lot of people towards the retailers that have gone for better pricing and harsher pricing.
Yeah,
and
now, so, we're not talking cheap wine here.
No. And so what's happened is that we've got, if we say the squeezed middle, and middle class is a terribly old-fashioned word, you know, but the squeezed middle has moved towards, say, Lidl and Aldi, and then Dunnes and Super Value have responded, and then Tesco have come in, and Marks and Spencers, and they've also tried to respond. And what's been happening over the last 5 years has been a race downwards to try and get the absolute best bargains possible. And that has been very successful. But now we're seeing the bottom has been reached, yeah. And we're starting to move up again. Now, in the good times, those stores, the discounting stores, like Lidl, like Aldi, like Dunnes, they want to keep that squeeze middle with them, so that when they've been happy to come in and spend 7 and 8 and 9 euros on a Sancerre or 12 euros and say, look, I got this fantastic wine for 10 or, yeah. You know, 7 or 10 euros. Now, as they find a little bit, a tiny bit, and maybe a little bit more after the budget in their pocket, these supermarkets would like to keep them with them, not just in the wine, but across the whole range. So Lidl and Aldi don't want to lose all of those people that they have gained, and they've gained them with their potatoes and their 10-cent bags of potatoes and their very good wines between 7 and 9. But those people now might want to spend 18 euros or 20 or 25 or 35 on a Bordeaux or a Burgundy or something fancy for Sunday lunch. And why let them go, I think, is really the argument. Why let them travel back to the old locations that they did in the old days? Why not offer them ourselves?
What is it about Bordeaux?
Well, Bordeaux and Burgundy, it's hard to, there's no way you're going to have a great sale that will romantically draw people to, say, maybe Chile or Argentina, because they haven't got 200 years of indicia of good times and wealth and success and the glittering sort of romance of high living. They don't have that. Whereas Bordeaux and Burgundy have been the sort of indicia of good living for about 1,000 years. So when you've got that kind of brand awareness, when we, you know, when the word Lafite is known by people who don't know, wouldn't have drunk any wine, yeah. Could be teetotalers, yeah. But they would know what Chateau Lafite was. They would have heard of Margaux or Latour, you know, and Burgundy or Chablis. These names mean something, Meursault. And so what happens is that those are the ones that you want to put out in front of people, obviously, and say, we've got these now, and we're interested in having you have a look at these. So Bordeaux has become the actual flashpoint in itself.
Yeah.
Rather because Burgundy is very complicated and there's a lot of different types of areas you can look at in Burgundy. But in Bordeaux, it's fairly straightforward. We have a nice couple of hundred sets of chateaux that are classed growths, and we understand class growths and Grand Cru. So all of these words are very straightforward and good indications of quality.
Right.
And so what they've done is they've gone out there and they have talked, they have bought, I mean, for instance, in the case of Lidl, they've bought apparently something close to about 2 to 5% of the entire Bordeaux market has been purchased now by Lidl. Tesco's the year before last and last year have got into the en primeur market, which is very high-end Bordeaux wine, which they've purchased and they intend to sell at discount prices. Now, it used to be that that this was the provenance of people who were interested in buying a sort of a Chateau Lafite that was £1,000 and they were going to buy it for £400. But where are the supermarket retailers? Well, they're in there saying these wines used to be 80 and 90. We'd like to offer them at 40. Now,
okay,
these aren't cheap, but they represent a massive drop in price.
Right. Give us a guided tour, shall you? Or will you even?
A delight and a pleasure. Well, for example, I suppose we'll start with Lidl, because Lidl are the ones that burst into this market early on in the summer and announced that they were going to go for the squeeze. They were going to go for the squeezed middle and they were going to offer them the move up. And they have some fantastic things. So there's a lovely chateau called Chateau Haute-Barge Libéral. It's a very well understood Pauillac wine, Cabernet Sauvignon, really classic cedar and cherry, lovely wine. And that's a wine that they've found the second wine of. So they've gone for the other wine from this, called the Pauillac de Haute-Barge Libéral, and they're offering that for €22.
Right.
And that's three times the price of many of their wines, and that's the first step up the ladder. Then they've gone out and they said, well, we need a Saint-Estèphe and we need a Margaux, and they've done this, and they've found Chevalier de Lascombe. Lascombe, very well-known wine in this, Chateau Lascombe, very well-known wine here, and they've found the next wine of it, the second wine, and they've gone in, they've bargained, and they have that for €30. And that is a really fabulous wine from the 2010 vintage, which is one of the best in the last 15 years. And they've managed to get that and put it down at a very good price. It's very expensive, and I'm not saying in any way
yes.
that €30 is not expensive,
yes.
but it represents a terrific drop on where you might have otherwise expected to pay for it. But they've gone further, because they've gone right the way up, and they've gone and found, say, Pomerols. Pomerol is over on the right bank near Saint-Emilion. Very, very expensive, luscious Merlot wines, built on clay, the best kind of soils you've got. The wines are manicured, they hand massage the grapes practically as they put them into the bottle. This is where Chateau Petrus and all these great wines are from. And they found, say, Chateau Nenin. Now, this is Chateau Nenin is an absolute, this is a first-class wine, a really superb wine. And they have that for €65 for the 2010 exceptional vintage. Now, you'd be looking at maybe 120, 130. This is the kind of prices you'd
right.
be thinking of previously.
Right.
So this is a very interesting move for them, because this is not somebody, here's $7.99, it's $8.99, or this is an absolute bargain in absolute terms. These are very relative bargains.
Right.
Very relative.
And are they all? I mean, I'm looking at Aldi, I'm looking at Dunn's, O'Brien's, Super Value.
Yes. Everybody has got into this market. So.
And they have chosen, that's very interesting that they chose the expensive end rather than what we would normally be looking for in bargains.
Well, you see, I think what they want, this is the whole point. They want to keep, those are the people that are in there, the dentists, the accountants, the doctors who are out there shopping. The professional classes are in these discounters.
And they don't want to lose them.
They don't want to lose them. They're enjoying coming home and saying, look at all the potatoes I got for €20. And they can be brought over to one side and they say, well, now here, you know, if you want to spend this without, rather than going around the corner. So this is a very direct attack, unfortunately, on the independent sector, because what you have here is the independent sector has always had that nice bottle of wine.
Right.
So if you want to get the
special
three,
treat.
For, yeah, exactly. You want 3 for 10 or 5 for the year, you'll
yeah.
be going to the supermarkets. But here's an opportunity for them to keep this in there. But of course, it's what you're fighting here is that Lidl and Aldi and Dunn's are trying to, and Super Value are trying to keep people away from, say, Marks and Spencers. And Marks and Spencers are fighting against Tesco, and Tesco are fighting. So that's how this is being done.
Yeah, one of the things that I heard during the week, I think possibly indirectly from you, that Tesco do this in England as well, but they use better quality wines over there.
They do. I'd have to say that Tesco have decided, I was talking to people in Tesco yesterday to really find out what was going on, and they've decided to stay out of this particular fight over Bordeaux for the moment. They're holding their guns, and I suppose partly they may consider that they have that middle class, they have the squeeze middle already, who've come to them, and they have they've always had a good set of reasonably expensive wines. But in UK, they are definitely, they've got very expensive top class class grocers.
Right, now you have gone through Don's as well.
Yes.
Some amazing names in there too.
I mean, there are some, a really fantastic. They've got, for instance, Chateau de la Ligne, which they have for six. It's a beautiful Entre de Mer down to $16.99. They've got Chateau Bataille, Grand Cru Classé 2008, really rocking vintage. And they have that at €55. I mean, it's ridiculous to be saying that's a bargain. And
yeah,
it isn't.
I know.
I'm honestly not saying this is a bargain. These are comparative things. But what's fascinating is to see these very, very interesting wines in these stores. So what we're saying is, the last time people had money, maybe they went wild, maybe they went off to exotics. And what now what people want to say, in this second time around, why don't we stay with your reasonably priced potatoes, stay with your well-priced broccoli, and have something that's also quite, very good, but very tightly priced as well. And I think it's the kind of thing that's going to be rewarded. I think, Dunn, Super Value, Lidl,
yes,
Aldi, these people have, Tesco's, they have all been there for people in the bad times.
Right.
The last 5 years, people have really, I got a lot of people, not just on wine, but on food.
Yes.
This is where people have survived. This is how people have survived, yeah, as the money in their pocket has gone down. And they may feel disposed to rewarding the supermarket and saying, those other specialist shops, I had to go here,
yeah,
to survive over the last 5 years.
Right.
Maybe the reward is we stay with them for the good stuff too.
Now, you have put in a ton of work here and you have gone through Lidl top five.
Yes.
Under 100, under 30, Dunn's under 30, O'Brien's under 25, Super Value top five French. And we will put all of your hard work up on our website. Just before you go, I asked you a question before we started. Do they always have to be big, heavy 14% wines?
No, unfortunately, there aren't enough of those in Bordeaux. That's the real problem. No, Bordeaux is classically 12.5 to 13%.
Right. Okay.
So it's a lighter wine.
Okay. Listen, Tomás, thank you very much indeed, and thank you for going through that with us. That's all we've time for today. We'll be back with you tomorrow, same time. Today's producer was Rachel Graham, researchers Owen Sweeney and Elaine Carraher, broadcasting coordinator Jarlath Holland, on sound Noel Robert, series producer Anne Farrell. Talk to you tomorrow. Until then, a very good day to you.
The Marion Finucan Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Everyone's talking about the revolution driven by Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.